Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Kath Trend Bigelow, director of Zero Dark Trendy, among many other films. Nothing that really translates well to Zeit, which I don't know if that's an intentional decision on her part to try and avoid the humiliation of having a trending episode named after her movie. But I'm Jack. I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Trisha Mukherjee.
Hello. What's up? Good to be here again.
It's great to have you back. Two in a row. We're really rolling here. We're heading into a long weekend, 4th of July.
Do you have any pets, Jack, that are scared of fireworks?
I have kids. They're scared of fireworks. Not too bad, but I like, for the most part, we haven't like really chased fireworks, but anytime I've set one off next to their bed while they were asleep, they've freaked out.
Is that a nightly occurrence?
just to keep them on their toes, you know?
Right.
But do you have pets?
There is a dog living in this apartment right now, but luckily he's going away for the weekend, so he won't be too scared.
Damn, I thought you were going to like put a dog down then. Yeah. There is a dog, just real impersonal. I won't call him my dog. There's a dog, and he's going away.
Yes.
He doesn't know it yet, but he's...
That sounds so horrible now that I think about it.
All right. Number one story on everyone's mind is that you dropped your phone this morning. And it is the rare story that we were talking about off mic, but I had to bring it on mic because it is crazy.
Yes, this is a monumental story for the ages. And it is that this morning, as I was walking onto the elevator with the aforementioned dog, so, you know, my
that
mind was
little asshole.
He's going away.
That's why he's going away. Yes, you are.
Right. So I was holding the dog's leash in one hand and I was holding my phone in another hand. And the dog moved and then the phone dropped from my hand into the space between the elevator and the floor. And that is, how devastating is that?
Like, it's so impressive. If you gave me 100 times to try to do that with my phone, I would fail every time. So my theory is that there's like part of you that is like, I want to get rid of my phone. I'm tethered to work, or, you know, or you just want the new upgrade. And that part of you is also extremely well-trained and like possibly an assassin, like Jason Bourne style. There's a part of you that like has been severed and is also just incredible command of the space-time continuum.
Exactly. I think that's it. I think that's a very accurate
I think that's right.
analysis.
Yeah. You want to get rid of that phone.
I do. And it's like, even if you tried 100 times, you can do it.
Not a chance.
And it was from pretty high up too. So like, there's a lot of time and space for it to not fall directly into the hole, but it did.
Were you like kind of impressed when you did it? Like, I don't think I'd even say, oh no. I'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
For three, swish. LeBron.
I was like in shock, but I think it was mostly just being impressed at myself that my aim was that good. It was all the assassin ninja like practice that I think made that happen.
It's very impressive. I'm wowed by your clumsiness. I dropped my phone. I've been dropping my phone enough over the past 24 hours that I'm starting to worry, like, maybe I have like something wrong with me. I don't know. I woke up tired yesterday and like my kids were like, are you all right? Like my 4-year-old was literally like, are you all right? You keep dropping things, man. Like, what's going on? So I don't know. We'll see.
But I feel like it comes in waves sometimes. Like you drop one thing and then everything just starts magically falling. Like the same thing is happening to me right now. No guarantees I'll get through.
In case of the butterfingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of things that come in waves, King of the Transish.
That was a good one.
Thank you. The coronavirus, the LA Times is kind of a weird story. It's like, seems like everyone's got the dang coronavirus or something. But most of the statistics are about how, like, overall, the number of people who have caught COVID, like, to date in California. Specifically, but I have just noticed this just in like, you know, work relationships, friendships, like podcasts I listen to, everybody seems to be getting COVID like right now. Like somebody who was bragging to me that like they must have the like something about them that makes them impervious to COVID. Like they were bragging about that to me. Less than a week ago, just caught COVID. So it does feel like it's like, all right, and now all the rest of you is what's happening right now.
Exactly. Well, we were also just talking about how neither of us have gotten COVID yet. But in my mind, it's transitioned from like, oh, wow, I must be special to when is it going to happen? Because I've seen a lot of news as well of so many people getting COVID again or getting it for the first time. I saw on the internet that now that people aren't masking on planes, the people who are sitting next to those people who do have COVID and are just coughing all over the place are testing positive too, of no fault of their own, because mask mandates on planes have been removed.
Yeah, so, we just gave up.
Yeah, we just gave up. And I guess we'll see.
This LA Times article is interesting just from a, like, I don't know. They're interviewing the people who have never gotten COVID. Like, it's November 2016 and they're Trump voters. Like, they're, like, weird people. Like, what are you? Like, just way too interested in them. Like, at one point, they interview somebody and they're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've been very careful and therefore I remain COVID-free. But... I don't know. It's like, well, are you an epidemiologist? Why are we interviewing you? Just because you haven't caught COVID yet? Like, which I also saw a Washington Post reporter like asking Twitter, like, hey, if you haven't caught COVID, like, reach out to me. Like, it's like that's almost half of the population.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like tough sources to find.
Yeah.
So these are like conservatives who haven't gotten vaccinated and still think, you know, like.
No, I was just saying it's like they're treating it like Trump voters because the media is like obsessed with them and like obsessed with telling their stories. No, these are just randomly. They're just asking them like, what's it like? Why do you think you haven't caught COVID? Which is basically what I asked you before we started recording. Like, why do you think we haven't got it? But that is, I'm dumb. Like, I'm not a journalist, so I'm allowed to ask stuff like that. Yeah. Anyways, hopefully, you know, we just remain to the end of days without catching COVID. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to you.
Thank you. Bobby Bonilla Day to you, too. I've been waiting all year to celebrate this day.
Do you know what Bobby Bonilla Day is?
Not in the least. Please enlighten me.
So, but Bobby Bonilla Day is the day on which 80s slugger. So he's a baseball player in the 1980s, probably like at least a decade before you were born. That was when he was at the peak of his powers, and he is now retired, has been retired for a long time. He still gets over $1 million on July 1st every year until 2035 because of a really bad contract that the Mets signed him to. And so it's just a day to celebrate people getting, I guess, 1.19 million every year. And it's just, I don't know. I like thinking about Bobby Bonilla going, cashing that check every July 1st. So shout out to him. And also shout out to the Mets, who are bad at what they do. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And there's more flooding in Yellowstone National Park. And yeah, this was a story that we were like, this seems like a once in a, you know, lifetime generational weather event a couple weeks ago, and it's happening again.
Yeah, it just shocks me how often these disasters are happening now. Someone who works at the park said that this week's flooding was by far the worst he had seen in 50 years. Jeez. Living in the area, which is just like, oh, so the one 2 weeks ago was like much better, and what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They predict that part of the park is going to remain closed for a few months. There were houses flooded, there were full grown trees uprooted, and yeah, it just seems like a pretty bad situation. So I've read that the National Park Service is kind of deciding at this point which national parks they're going to conserve and which ones they're kind of just kind of have to give up on due to climate change. So they're kind of carrying out this triage situation, which is really rough, especially since national parkland is already so crowded and access to green space is becoming even more and more limited. So it's already super crowded. And then as we lose out on more and more of these spaces, people will have less places to go.
Yeah. It says here that temperatures are rising at twice the rate of the rest of the country in national parks, just because of like where they are. And I guess there's like a bunch in deserts and shit.
Right. Yeah. And I think a lot of them are at higher altitude than the rest of the country. So they're being affected first. But the photos are quite crazy. You can just see the river kind of taking over all of the land. Yeah, it always makes me think when I'm in a national park or something, or a state park now, like, I hope this is still here in the future. And right. I feel even luckier to be able to enjoy them now.
I know. It's such a bummer to be like, yeah, we used to have these. All right. So when we were first talking about research for today's doc, you were like, it just seems like this is all basketball, maybe?
Yeah.
And so you were just rattling off some names that you saw trending. Malcolm Brogdon, Mitchell something, which is Donovan Mitchell, Danny Ainge, Ben Simmons, Gary Payton II. So the first name is Malcolm Brogdon. He signed with the Celtics in a trade with like a first round pick. I think the main reason he is trending is because people are mad that he went to the Celtics and not their team, because the Celtics just traditionally from the beginning have always been better at like front office moves than everybody else. Sometimes they cheated to do that. In the case of like Red Auerbach, like he would do underhanded things that in retrospect, people are like, ah, what a crafty guy. But anyways, in this case, it's just like, oh man, I wanted Malcolm Brogdon on my team. Like, all they had to do was give up a pick. So that's, I think, the overwhelming feeling on Malcolm Brogdon is a great pickup for a team who I did not want to see have great pickups. Mitchell something, aka Donovan Mitchell, and Danny Ainge are trending. Danny Ainge is former Celtics, president of basketball operations, now left to join the Utah Jazz. He is a BYU grad, a Utah native, and he went to bring the Jazz to the promised land and also just like not a great guy. So he's trending because they just got 6 first round picks for Rudy Gobert. Some people think it's like the worst trade of all time, but like for the team they traded him to, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Then Donovan Mitchell is trending because people are like, well, it seems like the Jazz are blowing it up, and so they're going to get rid of their best offensive player. They just got rid of the best defensive player in the league, Rudy Gobert, and now they're going to get rid of their best offensive player. And I've noticed that your head has started nodding as you try not to fall asleep. So just it's fascinating stuff.
Well, I saw Rudy Gobert in my Twitter trending as well.
See?
So now I know who he is.
Yeah. Anyways, controversial stuff that has people talking about the Utah Jazz. Air travel is trending. Were you ready to move on from the NBA? Or did you have some thoughts?
I don't know. I would like you to just keep just going.
Just keep going. Yeah.
It'll be like a nice lullaby.
Can catch up on some sleep.
No, thank you. That was very informative.
All right. Air travel is trending because it is going to be the biggest air travel weekend of the year, of possibly the biggest air travel weekend since the pandemic. That's what's being expected. And, you know, major airlines have continued to just cancel flights like they're just flaking on someone with no real, they're just like, by the way, FYI, that flight's not happening anymore. Like that happened to my mom when she was flying out to visit us. I think it happened to us when we were like flying back somewhere. It seems kind of like they're just that we're in a new era of air travel where it's like, none of this shit is guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of a lot of stories like that happening recently. I have a friend whose flight, they just kept pushing it back by 2 hours. So he's sitting at the airport for 8 hours and like, what's happening? And then they just canceled it. Yeah. And so he ended up having to wait in the airport for 36 hours. No hotel, no first class upgrade, nothing. But it's almost as if like, did you ever take Spirit and Frontier, those budget airlines?
Oh yeah. So Spirit Airlines is, I think, the only airline that flies from LA to directly to Pittsburgh, which is where my wife is from. It is like, I feel like on those flights, especially, they're like, the fuck are you going to do? Complain?
Yeah.
We're your only option. We're going to treat you with spite.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel like the rest of the airlines as well are adopting that Spirit attitude.
The spirit is like, catching on.
Yeah, right. Contagious.
Yeah. So, yeah, the FAA are blaming the airlines. The airlines are blaming the FAA. Pilots are blaming the airlines. I think it's probably the airlines. They're the corporations that are, it's in their interest to overpromise, underdeliver. And exactly. It seems like they're overcommitting their staff to amounts of work that are illegal, probably for a good reason. So anyways, I have, after reading a Twitter thread from like somebody who works in the airline industry, they were like, they just seemed like genuinely like, hey, like I don't want everybody to like have the awful time that everybody seems to be having these days on the flight. So here's what you do. Like the big overwhelming thing that I took away, and I think it was their first piece of advice, was don't fly if you can possibly avoid it. Like that was what they said. Essentially, they were like, if it's the difference between like a 9-10 hour drive and a flight, like do the 10 hour drive.
Yeah It's such a crisis too, because now everyone's like, I don't want to drive because gas is so
high. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then like if you decide to fly, it's this chaos and we might as well just meditate,
stay home. Meditate. You can go so many places in your mind, you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right, well, Trisha, such a pleasure having you on TDZ Trends. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Thank you, Jack, for having me. It was so fun as always. So I don't have any social media actually, but if you want to listen to some of my podcasts, you can search People, Place, Power in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. and take a listen. It's a show about activism around the world and people who are creating sustainable change in their communities. But yeah, thank you, Jess.
Oh, thanks for being on. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, people who are actually doing stuff. I don't know. How do you find them? All right, that is going to do it for us for the week. We are back on Tuesday with the whole last episode of the show. Have a great long weekend. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Go to podvoices.help to find out what you can do to help people affected by the overturning of Roe by the Supreme Court. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.